gets them ready for you to wear. You might say she's doing what to the clothes?
Laundry.
No, what she's doing, though. First she does a what?
She does her washing.
Now, after she washes her clothes, then she does
then
what?
Then she starch them.
And?
And then she hang them up and dry them. Then she take them in.
And she and does
she
her?
Ironing. Do her ironing. And then she fold them up, iron in the prison. Then she fold them up and put them away in her closet.
Now, how do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Well, you go upstairs if you don't have an elevator. You go up the stairway.
Now, would you use a different term for those stairs inside the house? And those
well,
houses?
They have an inside stairway and they have an outside stairway. Now, if you're going up from the inside, well, you go up the inside stairway. If you're going from outside, well, then you go up outside.
Do you have a different name for those two different things?
Yeah, we'll call it upstairs, I don't know.
Now, what is built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on?
A porch, or a gallery, they used to call it.
Okay, any other name you knew for him? For
him? It's called a porch and a gallery.
Or what would you call one that was big and had columns on it, or that ran around the front and side of the house?
You might call it a circle porch. I see how it's like that, but I don't just know what to name a darling house like that. You got porch here and porch this way. Two porches, you see.
Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Yes, you can have a porch upstairs, porch.
And that's what you call it. What do you call the porch, the one upstairs? You call it?
Call it upstairs porch. Mm-hmm. And downstairs porch with the ground floor.
Well, what do you call the one at the back of the house?
Back porch, that I call mine.
Well, does it make any difference if it has a roof on it or not?
Well, they call it a sun porch if ain't no roof on there.
Now, if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to do what?
Shut the door.
Uh-huh. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Well, call them weatherboarding.
Any other name you know for them besides weatherboarding?
Well, I never call them but weatherboard. It could be a name of the lumber, could be drop siding, whatever it is, but they used to always call it a weatherboard.
If you were doing some carpentry, that is, nailing a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I...
And nailed a board on there.
If a nail ripped your pants, you took a hammer and did what to the nail?
Well, I bent it up, draw it out. It was necessary.
Uh-huh.
Somebody necessary to bend it and somebody necessary to draw it out of there.
Now, I want to hang something out in the barn, so I took a nail and...
Drew in the wall.
All right. The nail didn't get in far enough. You'd say it has got to be...
Got to be driven a little further.
Okay. Every day I take my car and I do what?
Well, if I take my car and I go around my field or go to my mailbox.
Mm-hmm. But you might say I do what into town? I take my car and I...
Run over to town, tend to a little business.
Well, suppose you weren't operating the car. You would say someone else is doing what?
Well, attend to some business with the car.
Suppose you wanted me to nail something in. You would say, I want you to do what?
Well, I tell you, I want you to nail a wall, or put a nail in the wall up there.
Suppose you started it in. You say, well, you finished doing this?
I want you to finish driving that nail in for me.
Oh, well, you might say, I want you to do what?
I want you to drive that nail in the wall up there.
Okay. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carries water off?
I call them gutters.
Now, if you have a house and an L, what do you call the place where the two comes together?
Well, when the houses come together, they call it joint, call it an L. They put one room on it, call it an L, and they joint it together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got a trough roof there.